Welcome to the K-Launch Studios and the Electrify Your Message podcast, powered by K-Launch, the organization that delivers software to advance human interaction through experiential mobile messaging, chatbots, and conversational AI. In today's episode, we cover the trends with experiential mobile messaging, chatbots, and conversational AI as we project into the future into 2023. There have been so many advancements in technology that are propelling companies into the future. And we all know economically things are a little challenging as we approach 2023, but businesses are facing all kinds of challenges with staffing, scalability, and overall operational cost reduction pressures. So regardless of the size of the business, adoption of these technologies will be critical for your business to stay competitive in the new year. We're so excited to be with you today. So tune in and we'll unlock some of the power of what is available in 2023. All right. Welcome to the program. My name is Josh Ross. I'm the CEO of K-Launch. I'm your host for today's program here inside the K-Launch studios, headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're going to break it down today as we talk about 2023, what's the outlook for 23? What's happening economically? And what do we expect when it comes to these types of technologies like experiential mobile messaging, chatbots, and conversational AI? So as we start to break this down and we look at what's happening in the marketplace, I mean, there's a lot happening. As you guys, if you're following news and any kind of feeds that are happening in business, the tech sector has laid off thousands of people over the course of the last 6 months. In preparation for, I guess we're not clear from an economic perspective in 2023. I don't think anybody can predict, exactly what is going to happen. But I do think there's, with inflation happening and other things going on in businesses, there's a propensity for people to try to figure out how are we going to cut operational costs and maintain conversations and communication and workflows with our customers, constituents, fans, and followers. And the best way to do that is having what's called conversational AI or mobile messaging solutions that are chatbot solutions that are wrapped around your business workflows. So we're seeing this happen. And as we look into 2023, and there was an article that came out this last week from Forbes that talked about from 2023 through 2026, there is a $500 million vertical that is emerging. If you look at all the chatbots, mobile experiential messaging, you look at things that are happening in conversational AI, you combine them all together, it's actually closer to $500 billion industry. But it's really important because businesses are trying to figure out ways to scale their company, and they're really wrestling with staffing challenges, scalability, and then just overall operational cost reduction pressure. So we're seeing that from government to healthcare. We're seeing that across the board with large and small organizations where there's just a challenge with these types of, staffing and then operational cost reduction pressure. So, the thing about messaging and the thing about chatbots and conversational AI is that I think is misunderstood is the full capabilities of what's possible. And we're seeing that across the board. I mean, we're seeing the possibilities expand in operational understanding as far as what do businesses realize that they could be doing with this. So many businesses have set up today where they've got, contact centers for onboarding people. We work with a lot of government agencies where they're trying to, onboard someone into a government program. And they may have hundreds of people that are associated with those onboarding programs. They may have call centers, for example, set up. But with what we're seeing in the use of these technologies is we can augment a lot of the staff capabilities by just moving it over to mobile or a chatbot web experience where folks can come into those channels and they can register and walk them through the processes very quickly, recording all of the data for every interaction. So with our software solution in KBot Lightning, you have the ability to track every view, impression, link, click, any piece of digital content that may be there. So there's a lot when it comes to how we can track and kind of control the cost, the operational costs that are associated with businesses as they try to scale. So if you look at the capabilities here into 2023 and what actually can be done, it's amazing. The fact that we can connect one-to-one with people in conversations And I think the thing that I was on a call this last week, and one of the things that kind of blew the mind of the folks that we were on the call with, this was a large medical organization. They were looking at these technologies for the payer side of so it'd be like the insurance side of the business. And they were thinking in terms of they send out, you know, notifications or letters or information. And what becomes challenging is connecting with these people and engaging these folks at scale when they have thousands or, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of people that they're trying to connect with. And I think, again, going back to what kind of blows the mind of folks is that with our technology, you can connect directly to an individual one-to-one. They can take their own journey from any intake. And an intake could be something like a promotional ad on the marketing side, or it could be an intake, could be somebody from a website that comes into an intake form. There's a whole litany of intake opportunity, but everyone goes at their own pace inside of these solutions. And we can orchestrate one-to-one conversations at scale with millions of people at different places in the process, right? So if you think in terms of you entered, there's a program going on, you entered that program through a web chat field, and then you're taking your own journey. Somebody else enters from a text stream and they're taking their own journey. The technology is smart enough to be able to control the engagements and interactions that are happening personalized in real time at scale with literally millions of threads going on. So you can enter at any time and it knows where you're at in the process and can walk you through the total engagement. But so the capabilities are there. The other thing that I think is important is that from a mobile messaging perspective, we're seeing, I mean, just tremendous results when it comes to connections of messaging. One of the interesting stats is a lot of text-based companies, not just chatbot and AI companies, but just text companies in general that have launched over the last couple of years have outbound messaging. And while that's great, and you can pretty much count on messaging working, whether it's you're doing it correctly or not. I mean, it is a medium of communication that has far more power than any other form of communication. But if you look at if you break it down and look at the statistical data associated with people that are using traditional types of text messaging, most of it is informing messaging, where they're sending a message out about an appointment reminder or some level of information they're trying to get out to their constituents, fans, and followers. And I think what happens is the stats are 63% of people who receive those types of messages respond. So they'll give a thumbs up or a thank you or appreciate that, or I'd like to follow up on this. And the most of the text technologies that are kind of out in the ethos, those aren't able to respond. There's no two-way dialogue or conversation that's set up there. So you see the challenges around when somebody messages back and then nothing happens. Customers expect more from those types of engagements. And when you're connected to someone's personal device, 96% of Americans have a smartphone, 95% of them have that phone on their person or within 3 feet of themselves, 24/7, 365. So if you just stop right there with that statistic, that is a powerful statistic for connecting with people on that personal device. I mean, it's 96% of Americans, regardless of demographics, 96% of Americans have a smartphone and 95% of them have that phone on their person or within 3 feet of themselves, 24/7, 365. So when you send a text message to someone from your business or organization, they are within 30 seconds to 40 seconds, sometimes a minute and a half, they're receiving that information, opening that information. And oftentimes 63% of the time they want to respond to that information. And our technology gives them the opportunity to be able to respond one-to-one in real time. So I think those capabilities of at scale connecting one-to-one, I think some of the other differentiators are the ability for data to be tracked at every step of the process of the communication and correspondence, and the ability to connect with people, again, one-to-one at scale conversationally, is going to revolutionize what we're seeing in 2023 as far as how businesses are using these technologies. A couple use cases that I think would be beneficial for this podcast are how we're connecting some of the government agencies. Recently, we've had a lot of interest from government agencies that are trying to stay connected with their constituents on a particular topic. Maybe it's a, you know, it's a food need that they have, or maybe they have an organization that is working with families and children and parents on adoption, or there's just the whole litany of opportunity that's out there for these companies to connect with their constituents. And we are moving those into the one-to-one conversational messaging channel. We are building workflows that will optimize their business operations process and reduce their expenses on an annualized basis. I mean, in some cases, up to $750,000 have been reduced. There have been reductions of up to $750,000 in operational expense by providing these types of technologies. And then you got to think in terms of the staffing capabilities and trying to keep up with, as they're trying to scale and meet the needs of so many people, it's expensive to staff those resources. And those resources are not available 24/7. They're not often reliable because they have, you know, personal challenges, maybe sicknesses in their family, whatever it may be. They're not able to stay up at scale with the types of interactions that need to happen in order to keep people moving forward. And then the element of convenience, the ability to connect with someone on their personal device so that anytime they can choose to elect to message in and stay connected with that brand or process that is so important to them. So for example, again, breaking it down, if you were looking to, let's say that you need food, and you are looking at a food bank to maybe places that you want to go in a food bank to get that food or help your family. You know, before you would have to just look that up or figure out where the local food bank was at and drive your vehicle to that local food bank and then, you know, stand in lines maybe or work with them on the specific days and times that they have access to the food that is free. But with these technologies, you're able to just literally send a text message and say, you know, text food to 55433 as an example. And it kicks off a message flow, which is like, hey, you know, thanks so much for inquiring about the food service elements that we have available. You can select from this menu of options. Are you homebound? Do you need food delivery? Where are you located? What's the family size? We can help you with registration elements of other programs that are available from state agencies, things like wraparound services that are available. All of that can be orchestrated through the message channel in real time. The other thing that's really powerful is the feedback loop from consumers, constituents, fans, and followers. So with these technologies, being able to connect with someone in real time. You know, we did a large sporting event engagement where within 48 seconds of delivering the messages to 65,000 people, we had responses back on what they felt personally, what they felt like they wanted from a merchandise experience. That's so impressive that within 48 seconds of sending a message to 65,000 people, we have people that are responding back and have enough data built to understand the trajectory of where we should take things, listening to the consumer directly from the consumer. So those are some of the elements of power that are available in these solutions, and we're seeing it at scale. And I think as we look into 2023, there's going to be huge predictions happening with regard to these technologies and what's happening on the marketing side as well. I won't touch on that much in this segment, but marketing-wise, marketing's really shifting. And so from the standpoint of business marketing in general, has been about views, impressions. It's been about audience sizes. It's not been about engaged audiences. And there's a massive difference between engaged audiences and just eyeballs. And so those differences we could talk about in another podcast. We actually will have a conversation about that in another podcast as we have some other guests that will join us to have the conversation. But predictive wise, we see these technologies being deployed on websites for chatbots, having real conversations with customers in real time. I think there's a massive differentiation as well as far as what types of technologies you're using from a chat perspective, whether they have an understanding of natural language processing of human interactions. Are they going to be able to be fluent in the communications that take place? Most of our technologies that we launch, when we launch bot technologies, we launch them with about 70% accuracy out of the gate. And then after 60 days, those are up to 83% roughly accuracy as far as communicating with customers, constituents, fans, and followers. And then if you go out about 120 days, We're at 98% accuracy with our current technologies on communicating with people. We've all had an opportunity to engage at some level with chatbots that have been terrible, right? I had a recent example. I'll just mention the bank, but Fifth Third Bank, for example, I reached out through their chatbot on their app, which, by the way, most of these technologies need to be appless, because if they are within an app, customers are really turning away from the app experience. They want engagement. They want it real time. They want it now, and they want it without being in the app. But nonetheless, we had an experience where I was reaching out to the bank through their app on their chat capability. I just asked, I'd lost a credit card. I just needed to replace it. Something that's very, very basic. And I just said, hey, lost a credit card, want to try to replace it. And immediately coming back is, oops, I don't understand what you're talking about. And so I said, well, agent, you know, I just typed in the word agent. Well, before I can send you to an agent, I've got to ask you these questions. None of the questions were relevant. So like the relevancy of bot engagement, I mean, that turns people off really quickly. So I think there are different levels of conversational AI and capabilities. And we need to understand those better, because as businesses are making the shift, if you create a conversational AI technology that doesn't understand the engagements of customers and it's not relevant, well, they're going to trash you, the organization, and you fairly quickly. Like, again, the feedback loop is quick. So we have to make sure that when we're launching these types of technologies, they are in fact able to communicate with people and advance their whatever their needs are, advance them down the path of convenience to whatever they need. And when that happens, when we're able to advance them down that path of convenience, it really changes the game for companies. And so that's going to be the competitive landscape as we head into 2023. There's going to be a need for people to have these technologies at all scales, regardless, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, regardless of size of the business. The adoption of these technologies are critical for businesses to stay competitive in the new year, whether you're a service business, for example, small service company, or whether you are Fifth Third Bank servicing hundreds of thousands of customers. It's going to matter. And who you select in that process is going to matter. And we would love to have a conversation with you if you are interested in more of these technologies of just learning. I think one of our missions for 2023 is education. We have a Power You session that happens at 2 o'clock every Tuesday, 2 o'clock Eastern time. You can register online. You can reach out to us at KLaunch. Just text the word KLaunch, KLaunch, to 55433, and you can get into a message flow there, and we will reach out to you personally and help you get connected to those Power You sessions if you have an interest in learning more. Or you can visit us online at www.klaunch.io. And down at the bottom right, you can chat with our experts there, and they can walk you through whatever educational information you may need to learn more. Thank you so much for joining us today for the podcast. There's going to be much more information being delivered. More and more guests are going to join our program as we head into 2023. But we wanted to come today on the podcast and just talk a little bit about some of the trends that we're seeing and what's going to be happening as we project into 2023. And it's an exciting time to be in the mobile messaging, conversational AI, and chatbot space. And we know that literally the sky's the limit on where this stuff is going to go next. And competitively, you got to stay in the trench with these types of technologies, because they are going to be competitive advantages in the future. So thanks so much for joining us today. Again, reach out to us, KLaunch, just text KLaunch, KLaunch, to 55433 if you'd like to get connected, or visit us online at www.klaunch.io.